So I was just going through the news, as I typically do. Something that I saw that is kind of local to me is that the mayor of the city of Louisville in Kentucky has been having an ongoing fight with the governor of Kentucky. One's a liberal, one's a conservative. Something's going on about Senator Mitch McConnell not passing gun control legislation. There's been protests. Governor Bevin doesn't support the right of people to protest, apparently. He's saying it's an inconvenience, and really it's a typical complaint of the upper class and the rich that protests are inconvenient for them. I think that as long as the protesters are behaving themselves, not doing anything crazy, there's no harm in protesters being outside McConnell's house. Now, I have heard that some of the protesters are kind of saying things and threatening Mitch McConnell. I don't think it's real, you know. I mean, our president talks about shooting Mexican immigrants as a joke, so I really think that political discourse has reached a point where it's acceptable to do that. And Governor Bevin, Mayor Fisher, and Mitch McConnell himself all hold responsibility for that. They have allowed politics to go to that level, and it's kind of sad. I actually know for a fact that Louisville is doing pretty well, despite the governor through the past couple of months at least threatening the city and attempting to, I want to choose a word, like extort the city. I mean, Louisville brings in a massive amount of money for Kentucky. And honestly, I've had exposure to both the city portions of Kentucky and the rural portions of Kentucky. I personally would choose the city portions, of course. But most people in Kentucky, at least from my experience, were good people. Now, they may be small-minded, and they may be stuck in their ways, but they deserve someone better than Governor Bevin, who is a fake and a fraud and a phony who doesn't have the best interest of people. He supports cutting Medicaid, which is controversial, I'll say. And the thing about that is, Medicaid helps people. I've had to be on Medicaid. Lots of people have had to be on Medicaid temporarily. Those people you don't hear about. So definitely, Governor Bevin needs to go, of course, as does Senator Mitch McConnell. He's been a senator for far, far too long. Far, far too long. And we need to vote him out. He's not good for our state. Replace him with a different Republican if you want. Just get rid of him. He's a politician. He sells you out to lobbyists. And even if you go with the whole hard line, here's Donald Trump, he's great, he's going to save the world, Mitch McConnell didn't agree with him. So really, he's an enemy of both sides. Now, when I say enemy, I mean he is a political... You have to be careful about words now. And I wanted to say dead weight, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say that he's useless to the party. And I hope he feels better after his fall. I really do. I would never, ever wish something bad to happen to him. Politeness, just that's the way it is. I do wish that he would change his opinions about some sort of gun control. And it scares me because, honestly, the state of Kentucky was recently legalizing people to conceal carry without permits. Which basically translates to the fact that I could have a gun on me and nobody would know. Not even the government, who would have to license it. It's ridiculous. It's unsafe. And I feel like a lot of complaints in the state are being ignored. Because stuff is happening in other states. And the danger of this is that, what if it does happen in our state? If we have an event like that, we are not prepared. And it could be horrible. And we really need to do something about it, you know? And we need to help our own people instead of worrying about political expediency and how it looks to the party. If people need Medicaid, then they should have Medicaid. If people need food stamps, they should have food stamps. These programs take up so little of the budget, and I could pull exact numbers, and I probably will if I ever really do a big podcast thing. So far, I've only done, like, these miscellaneous thoughts, rants, if you want, about things I see on the news, because I'm kind of trying to get used to the process. Research is definitely an important part of this, and I will be doing a lot more. I do have a lot of knowledge in my head about this kind of stuff, because it's personal, and I have to live with it. So, hopefully those protests remain peaceful. Hopefully the Governor Bevin doesn't succeed in silencing the people, which is something that I worry about a lot. I would like to discuss for a moment just the troubling way that people behave now. So, like, some people, when they protesters, their reaction is to say, "Why they don't have a job?" As if PTO doesn't exist. And I will say, for a lot of jobs, from personal experience, PTO does not exist. And the thing is, you're making fun of someone for protesting when they're standing up to the government and you're not. You should be ashamed, really. I feel like it's something that everyone should do. If you don't agree with something, you should definitely make a fuss about it. Do a podcast. Do a video on YouTube. Do something. And you know what? All this stuff about censorship and being controversial, I'm going to find out firsthand how much it happens, because I feel like I'm being controversial in some ways. And definitely some people are not going to like what I say. So, in short, I hope that the state of Kentucky can get its stuff together. Matt Bevin lies through his teeth. But that's his job. He's a politician. And, I mean, it is what it is. The only thing that I really disagree with is the fact that he's trying to silence protesters. That really gets me. His other policies get me too, but that one's the one that bothers me the most now. Protesters should not be silenced. I do believe it's a troubling trend. And you're hearing it here first, but no, not really. But it is a trend. There will be more protests, more than likely. As we go toward whatever we go toward, there will be protests. Hopefully, they'll be peaceful. Hopefully, everything works out. But I foresee that, because when you look at the state of the world right now, we're kind of on the cusp. And even in the state, we're on the cusp. There's a kind of us versus them mentality that's kind of worrying, but it's kind of invading, and we definitely don't need that. But hopefully, if enough people make people aware, you look at your actions, you think, am I doing this because I want to spite someone, or am I doing this because I have a strong belief about it? If you have a strong belief, you definitely test. I'm gonna, again, this all the time, I'm not condoning any kind of violent or extremist activity. Extremism is the worst and stupidest thing that has ever happened to the world, in my opinion. Don't fall for it. Don't let the Twitter get you. Don't let the TV get you. Don't let them turn you into a walking bomb. That's not good. You need to have your opinion. You need to have your thoughts. And that's what protesting is about. So hopefully, they'll continue to be able to protest. I'll continue to be able to make these little podcasts that, you know, just are my thoughts, getting them out. And hopefully, if I can figure it out, I'll kind of have more structure going forward. I know these first two have been a little rough, and it's kind of an experiment for me. I haven't made a script or anything, and I kind of need to. And I haven't had a structure, really. So I want to definitely move away from the rants and into some more more general ideals. There's also a part of me that wants to do a little miscellaneous stuff and cover, like, I don't know, different topics, but that's in the future. For now, I just want to say thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. I hope that you've seen a different view, and I hope you have a wonderful day. This is private for Insane Brain. I want to do a little bonus feature and just kind of break down where we're at for 2020 and if I foresee re-election for our wonderful president. So, I haven't went over any of the statistics yet, and I definitely need to do that to get more in-depth. But I think last election proved that polls weren't always useful. And I kind of agree with that. I feel like if you can get a general feel of people by talking to them and them not knowing that you're trying to get their political information, you'll find out a lot more. So I do believe that there's a lot of extremists now in America. Now, they've always been there, but they've never been quite as energized, I guess. So that's definitely going to have an effect on 2020's election. It's still a long time away. The Democratic candidates, I can name like three. They definitely need to thin out and they need to work. And they need to be more genuine. I can't be the only one who felt like their reactions to these shootings were kind of staged. Like, not the shootings themselves, but their reactions were very political. And I think that what people want now is someone who's not political. They want someone who will say from the heart, that's horrible, and I can't imagine how you feel. And I think they want someone to say it without cameras and without the press. A lot of, like, tragedy in America, and I guess the world in general, gets kind of blown up by the press for ratings. It's horrible. We kind of enjoy watching human suffering, and it's something we need to deal with, definitely. So, moving into 2020, people will need to... They need to calm down, you know, because it's going to be a long ride. If Donald Trump's supporters stay energized and the Democrats can't find a good candidate, then it's going to be a slaughter for Donald Trump. And he's not even going to have to work for it, because really you have an established brand versus a brand that doesn't really exist. The Democrats don't have a brand now. They had a brand last election in 2016 because they had Hillary. And Hillary, people didn't like Hillary, but Hillary had a brand. She had an ideal. She represented something. I take that back. She didn't have an ideal. She represented something. She represented the first woman to be president. That was kind of her thing. And she played that thing until the end, and it didn't win. And we could talk about why that didn't win. Some of it, I think, is because she was kind of robotic. She was very political. And I use that term to describe someone who is fake. And who is kind of... They have a political attitude. And I think it comes from her long history in politics. And I'm not saying that being political is bad. I'm saying that a politician should be able to turn off being political when they're not, you know, in a political place. Like the Capitol building or the White House. People need to connect with these people, and they don't. For example, Senator Mitch McConnell, who I was talking about earlier, the other thing, he is not connected to the people of Kentucky. He doesn't even act like a person from Kentucky. He doesn't seem to know the concerns. He doesn't talk to his constituents. He's not a good senator. He's only really saying because he's connected to the party. The party protects him. And even if you're a Republican, I don't know why you would choose someone who's basically sold their soul to the establishment. And I could talk about the establishment forever. And I know that there's a group of people who are going to listen to this and go, the establishment, evil, deep state. And I don't believe there's a deep state. I'm just going to come out and say that. I do believe that there are people who move and shake our government, basically. But they're not the deep state. There's more to it than that. And... honestly, our president right now surrounds himself with dangerous ideals from dangerous people. If he surrounded himself with more positive people, it would be different. And people like Mitch McConnell are trained to be political 24/7. And so he does politics. He caved to Donald Trump so much. He refuses to condemn his racist comments. I don't like the representatives that he said should be sent home. I really don't. And I can tell you why. It may be sexist. It's not racist. But, you know, I'm not perfect. Everyone has these ingrained social things And some of it is just that I don't like people who run their mouths because I run my mouth. It's that kind of thing. But when he said that they should go back to where they were from, he made a racist comment. It was nasty. It was bad. It'd be like saying Mitch McConnell should go back to the farm. Except, I don't believe Mitch McConnell's ever been to a farm. I don't know anything about him other than that he's shifty in a way. And I think that he is very shifty. And I don't trust him. So, if the Republicans were to find a new representative, I think they could win again. And they may win again with Mitch McConnell. But you know what? That's not a win for the average Republican because he doesn't care about you. Get a different candidate. Find someone younger who has better ideals. I mean, if you can get a young, I would say attractive, white male, that's like the Republican trifecta. People will vote for it. And that's what they need to do. And if a Democrat wants to win in Kentucky, they've got to walk a line. And I don't like that. I hate it because it's politics. But they do. And looking at 2020 for the presidential state, right now Trump's got it in the bag because we don't have anyone on the liberal side. There is no one that can take him on. People can say Bernie. Bernie can't take him on right now. Elizabeth Warren can't take him on now. None of them can. Harris can't. Beto can't. No, none of them can. We need a strong candidate, and if it's going to be one of them, then the other ones need to bow out. We don't have time to waste on all those candidates. So this was just kind of a bonus with my thoughts at the moment in August 2019 about the upcoming election. Guys, it is almost less than a year away. It's a little over a year. So definitely get out there, do some stuff. I love you guys. I hope you're well. Have a nice night.